It was a people who knew true suffering gathered that day on the mountain when Jesus gave his sermon. The Jews had been persecuted for hundreds of years. They had been exiled from their homeland. The Babylonians came into Jerusalem and murdered men, women, and children in the streets, and the survivors were taken off into a foreign land. Even when they were finally allowed to return home, there was no peace. New governments and new conquerors would rise and fall in short order. At times, a near lawlessness prevailed. And even in the best of times, there was a constant dissatisfaction with the way the world was going. There was always a tension, a near possibility of violent revolt to throw off the chains of Persia, Greece, or Rome. Much as in our own times, this social ennui gave rise to economic turmoil, spiritual turmoil, civil unrest, and disorder within the family. How many people in our world today have witnessed and experienced the same horrors as those people in Jerusalem? How many people have gone into exile because of war or violence? How many families have been torn apart because of economic stress? How many people have seen friends and family murdered in our streets? How many have suffered in this pandemic because of heartless nonchalance and political grandstanding? How can Jesus say to the people of Israel and to us today, "Go, be merciful, forgive, make peace"? How can Jesus tell us to let go of our hatred and choose love, to choose to be saints? Because hatred is at the very center of all of our problems. Hatred is what divides us. It is what separates us from God and from one another. It is what leads us to believe that violence or forcing our wills onto other people is acceptable. It leads us to take revenge and perpetuate a cycle of resentment and ever more revenge. It leads us to arrogantly believe that we are the masters of our lives, to believe that we can solve all the world's problems if we just adopt this economic model or this ideology or vote for this candidate. And it is the very antithesis of our faith. But letting go of hatred and loving is not easy. Human history is a testimony to this fact. We cannot simply hear this message and live it. We need to see it lived. We need to be guided on its path. So God decided to show us the way. God himself came into our world. He took on human flesh. He became like us so that we could become like him. The Word became flesh so that we could follow God's Word. He experienced our suffering to show us how much he loves us, to reconcile us to the Father, to teach us to let go of hatred and reconcile us to one another, and to teach us to love as he loves. God was born in a stable so that he could experience the depths of our poverty. He was rejected by his people so that he could experience the depths of our loneliness. He fasted in the desert so that he could experience our hunger. He was spat upon and crowned with thorns so that he could experience our humiliations. He was scourged with whips and the flesh was ripped from his body so that he could experience our physical suffering, the sufferings of sickness. And finally, he was nailed to a cross and died so that he could experience our death, our fear in the face of so terrible a fate. And even knowing all of this, knowing all that he would suffer, he loved us and he showed us how to love. Fully aware of how we would treat him, Jesus still came into our world and opened the way for us to the Father, the way to sainthood. He healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, and he forgave sinners. He taught us what love looks like, what peace looks like, what justice looks like, and they all look like the cross. They look like a life of service, a life totally poured out in love for others, even to the point of death. Jesus is calling us to carry the cross, to love our enemies, to forgive those who wrong us, to turn the other cheek, even when we know they will do it again. He is calling us to love without barriers, to love those like to us, and to love those different from us, to love those who love us in return, and to love those who hate us. When we love in this way, with every fiber of our being, with every ounce of our strength, when the fiery love of Jesus' sacred heart burns within our own hearts, then we will know peace, the peace that God promises to his saints. And today, we celebrate that peace. Today, we celebrate that countless multitude which stands before the throne of God, that multitude that chose love over hatred, mercy over revenge, and peace over violence, and so now enjoys its reward. On this Feast of All Saints, we celebrate God's victory in so many lives, a victory that has lifted people out of their sins and united them to himself. We celebrate those men and women who have given us ever more models of the life of Christ. And today, we are called once more through the grace of God to become saints ourselves.